We need courageous, generous souls ready to suffer and die for Africa, said Pope Francis, speaking to bishops, clergy, religious, and consecrated in Juba. In his remarks, remembering the story of Moses who led God's people through the desert, the Pope invited, "Let us ask ourselves what it means for us to be ministers of God in a land scarred by war, hatred, violence, and poverty."
Un popolo martoriato dalla violenza.
How can we exercise, he asked, our ministry in this land, along the banks of a river, bathed in so much innocent blood and among the tear-stained faces? To try to answer this, the Pope suggested the clergy reflect on two aspects of Moses' character, namely his meekness and intercession. The Pope warned against when, as a church, we sometimes think we can find an answer to people's sufferings and needs through worldly means. Instead, he insisted they remember that everything we accomplish comes from God, and we are called to be docile instruments in his hands.
Nostra opera viene da Dio.
Let us allow ourselves to be drawn to the Lord and spend time with him in prayer, burning away our pride and immoderate ambitions, enabling us to humbly accompany all those entrusted to our care.
Non siamo un'organizzazione mondana.
Our first duty, he said, is not to be a church that's perfectly organized, but a church that in Christ's name stands in the midst of people's troubled lives, a church willing to dirty its hands for people.
E si sporca le mani per la gente.
The Pope urged pastors to work together and never chase prestige. He told them, "We too are called to intercede for the people and raise our voices against injustices and abuses of power. If we want to be pastors who intercede, we cannot remain neutral before the pain caused by acts of injustice and violence. To violate," he said, "the fundamental rights of any woman or man is an offense against Christ."
Cristo stesso è offeso.
It is necessary, the Pope continued, to extend our arms to our brothers and sisters, supporting them on their journey, even when it can cost us our lives. Many priests and religious, he noted, have been victims of violence and attacks in which they lost their lives, saying they offered their lives for the sake of the gospel. We need, the Pope said, courageous and generous souls ready to suffer and die for Africa.
Di anime ardite e generose che sappiano patire e morire per l'Africa.
The Holy Father concluded by thanking the clergy before him on the behalf of the entire church for everything they do amid many trials and tribulations and praying the Blessed Mother may protect them. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.